Hello.
Hi, Jack. It's Nadine. Are you still at the DMV?
No, I left. I couldn't. Their systems were down, so.
Oh, no. That's
a
bummer.
Yeah, it was like a 3,000.
Yeah. Well, is this still a good time for you to talk?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. So I don't know if you remember last week speaking with Tara, right, my representative, and she had actually reached out to you about the first page placement on Google. So I was looking back through her notes, and I know that she mentioned you're typically targeting like a 25-mile radius. You're a new company. It looks like you also had your own website as well. And then she also notated that you were using Angie's, formerly known as Home Advisor. I don't know if that's something still current, but she wanted me to kind of go over pricing and details with you and, well, to even make sure that this would be a good fit for your business, right?
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever considered that first page placement? Is that something that you've attempted in the past?
I mean, of course I'd like it, but it kind of threw me off because she told me that you could buy, you know, a placement on the, like, my business, Max, you know, Nashville. You know, when you look up, like, say, excavation contractors in your niche, she said you could buy that first spot, which in all the research I've done, that's not possible. That's all.
Yeah, no. You can't buy it. You can't buy a specific spot. Yeah, no.
She was telling me a spot opened up and that I could purchase it, and it kind of threw me off, you know?
Yeah. I guess let me clarify, right? So when a listing opens up, right, we call it a spot, right, within the first page of the local map section, is when we begin to call out to find a company that's a good fit. So channel partners begin working on it, right? Channel partners to Google. So very clearly, we do not work for Google. We are not Google. We are a channel partner. Nobody, and you're absolutely right, no one can buy like a number one spot, number two, number five, right? Because as you know, it's all by an algorithm. So with first page placement, there has to be like a listing available, right? In your area. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that. It's not like a specific spot that you're buying. It's a placement so that you are coming up in the search results within the first page when someone's specifically looking for your service. Does that kind of make a little bit more sense now or clarify?
When you're talking about first page, you're talking about not in the, like, maps business section. You're talking about on, like, website listing.
Yes, correct. That's within the local map. That's typically where, you know, there's different positions, right? You got the Google, used to be called Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads that are at the very tippy top. Now it's known as Google Verified Leads. Then you have the Google Sponsored Ads, which are the actual Google ads, and then which are the pay-per-click, and then you have the Google Local Listing, which is within the local map section. So we're specifically talking about within the local map, okay? Not saying that we don't have, offer those other products, but specifically the call was in regards to the local map section.
Yeah, so I'll tell you right now, what I'm looking for is basically SEO development so that I can have the best opportunity to show up first when people are looking for, like, if I type in excavation services near me.
Uh-huh, and you're in Franklin right now, right? Franklin Lakes?
Franklin Lakes, yeah.
Okay.
So I look it up. The first thing, I got to go on incognito.
You have to do like I do because if I don't go into incognito, it's going to give me, and I'm in California, so I always have to put like the city and the state.
Take
otherwise, it's going to give me, yeah, it's going to give me the location of where I'm at. So the first guy that I
see. So yeah, so like when I look it up now, I see the sponsored listings and then I see businesses.
Uh-huh.
And actually, a buddy of mine is first. on the business listing. So what I'm looking for is to show up in the business listings here.
Yes, which is what we call the local map. That's what you're looking for.
Yes.
Google, do you see the one that says sponsored? And it says, it says Foundation Excavation Services. It comes up for me. That wouldn't work for you because they don't have a particular vertical, or should I say category, for your specific niche with excavating, right? It would put you in the landscaping category for the Google's pay-per-lead program, and that's not what you are. You're not a landscaper, okay? So the local listing, right, where the businesses are, is where would be the best placement for you, okay? And it sounds like that's what you would want more of, which totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go into incognito because it's like giving me the same.
Yeah, if you look up excavation services near Franklin Lake, New Jersey, you'll see.
It's so crazy. Like if we don't use the incognito, it gives you like the same. And I'm like, wait a minute. Give me something
else. Yeah, because I'm running local service ads, so it's coming up with all
How do you like it? How do you like the local service ads?
I don't.
I think
it could be good.
Right?
No, it has me on excavation, but I just don't think that that's where people are looking for excavation. Like, I think if most of the work for excavation, honestly, is not really going to be from Google. Like, the work that I want to do is going to be from builders and general contractors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to show up in case people are looking, like, GCing their own projects or anything like that, that I'll be the first one. Or at least I'll be on the front page of the businesses. That's what I'm looking for, because the money that I'm putting into the Google ads right now, I think I want to put into like SEO and stuff like that so that I'm just showing up higher.
What are you allocating to the Google ads, if you don't mind me asking?
$500 a month.
Okay. And how far you're sticking within that mile radius? That I saw notated on here.
25 miles.
Yeah, the 25 miles.
There's plenty of work around
me, so
yeah.
I think that that's really fine. I would go further if this is the right job.
Have you ever thought about the, what about Facebook?
Well, Facebook ads?
Mm-hmm.
I've considered it. I know a couple of people told me to
start posting in groups and stuff on Facebook. I just haven't really, until this week, I haven't had any time, but literally yesterday I finished watching travel and I don't have anything right now.
A package I would offer you, because for me, you have the local service ads, which honestly, that's one of Google's better products, right? Hands down. I kind of feel you're probably not having as much success with that because, like me personally, I would have put you with excavating, that's going to be under the landscaping vertical, right? There's not like a specific excavation vertical for the local service.
Well, when I go in here, I see excavating contractor,
you know, on Google. Like it's not landscaping, you know. It says under the top businesses, they're all excavating contractors.
Yeah, and I saw that too, but I don't even think that that's, like for me, because excavating, like even when I look at our system, it says it's either going to land you under the landscaper, which is where it tries to push you towards. And you're not a landscaper, so that's not going to work for you, right? But let me look where the other one states, because I have the different verticals. There's also the excavating goes under the sewage system vertical is another one that it falls under, the excavating that I was looking at too. So I don't know quite what vertical, if they put you under the sewage one or what, but that's typically where it would either go landscaper or that one. And I thought it was interesting that I saw some of those that were listed there, you know, but, so I don't know, for me, cause you're doing the Google ads, you're not getting a lot of conversion on those, right? And you're kind of investing a pretty good amount of $500 monthly.
Yeah, I feel like it's honestly not for the local service ads. I feel like with the ads that I'm running, from my research, I need to have a larger budget. At first I had a lot of keywords and I feel like I'm not getting enough. I don't have enough.
On the local service ad?
$20 a day.
Do you have the max bidding set on your local service ads?
No, I limited
it to $20 a day.
Okay.
So I'm only getting a couple clicks a day and I had so many keywords, I felt like it was kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. So I lowered it. Or I changed it to only like 5 keywords. It's limited to really what I want.
Well, maybe you've been choosing specific areas, maybe even taking a look at that too. But our platinum package, I think, would be one that I would offer you. Basically, the platinum package, it's going to be the optimization of your Google business profile to the first page. We manage it there. We do the programming, content creation on Bing. Directory submission is always Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, is there a business Facebook page? Have you created one yet? I thought there was
one
for Instagram. Okay.
Yeah, I have Instagram. So, I think, actually, I might have...
Because I know Facebook and Instagram are linked. I don't know if I set it up so it's...
If they are, let me see. Because if you have them... Let me see. Let me dig in through my Facebook to see if I can find it that way. Because one thing I always suggest, if you have a business Facebook page, make sure that you link it with your Instagram, so it kind of saves you from, you know, having to do so many different steps, right? Let me see.
Yeah.
I see a Wellington Contracting, but I don't know if this one's yours. Let me see. It says Home Improvement. Is your logo, let me see if this one's yours.
It's like a black. It says WC Wellington Contracting.
Yeah,
My only colors are black and white, so if anything else.
Okay, yeah, no, this one's like a green with black. And it's got a 609 number.
No, that's not me.
Yeah, that one's not yours. Here's another Wellington Contracting. Oh, maybe it's got a yellow and black W?
Nope.
I'm only black and white. I'm just making a Facebook now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, I'm just doing it now that I'm on here. Yeah, there was a couple of them.
Yeah,
this is my allotted time for SEO work right now.
Yeah. So now your Facebook page, I'm glad that you're creating it because what you would just do is add us on as managers to that and to the Google business profile, right? What we do is Facebook advertising. Facebook ads basically are going to retarget when the search is performed on Google and then they go on their Facebook page. In fact, you could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. And it could either be a click to call ad, a click, you know, where they message you through Facebook Messenger, or a click to your website. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. We can also do a form fill on the ad itself. And we consider that a hot lead, right? When they fill out that form, you'll get that information. And then we make sure your website's always attached, and we're not going to go in there, change anything on the website. And we do cover the mobile platform, which means anyone using iPhones, Androids, tablets, or voice searches can still pull you up within the first page search results. A package like this, you would in fact be looking at $4.99 a month. And it would have a $99 setup fee. So initial investment would be $5.98 to get it started, $4.99 monthly. $300 of that $4.99 is going to be allocated to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So you're not incurring the click fees because you're paying that flat rate. And then $199 is going to the management and optimization and the local SEO part of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I see, do you have, what's your website?
Go to, let me send you this. Jack, you get text messages, right, on the number that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Okay, let me send you, I'm going to send you our pricing page just so that way you can see the different packages. Don't be alarmed when you look at it because those prices don't apply to you. So let me go here. Okay, I just sent it. Should be coming through any second.
got it. I should let you know, I have a Zoom scheduled for 1 o'clock. I don't know if that's going to show up.
Yeah, that's okay. No,
does,
no.
Then call you back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll send you a text with my contact information. But yeah, feel free and take a look at the pricing page I sent you. I know I'm going to be here probably for the next hour, and then I have to take care of some doctor's appointments for my husband. So I will be back tomorrow morning back at 7, which is 10 o'clock your time. So even if you shoot me a text back like, hey, Nadine, let's go ahead and talk tomorrow, or you know what, I'm going to go ahead and just hold off for now. Either way, just let me know, and I'll text you right now. Okay?
All right. I get on the phone until I actually get confirmation.
Okay.
Because I didn't get a confirmation.
Is it a meeting for a potential client, I hope?
Yeah, it's for a job, but
nice.
I haven't heard anything today, so see what
well,
happens.
We're going to speak that into existence, right?
Yeah.
How is business right now, or have you been staying pretty busy?
I just started, so I just sent out
my first estimates this week.
Wow. Okay.
We'll
now,
see how it goes.
Where are a lot of those coming from currently? Like
Andy's.
Angie's. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you like that program? Their paper leader.
It's all right. I used it before. I think it's a little bit lower quality leads, but it's definitely like, it's expensive, but it's real leads. You know, I haven't gotten any estimates until I started Angie's.
Oh, okay. Good.
I think the SEO stuff is
good for like online presence and looking good. But as far as like hard leads, I think that something like that where I'm actually people are signing up to get estimates. I think it's important
well,
in the beginning.
I'll let you in on a little secret. So, Angie's is a great directory. I have nothing bad to say about them, and it's pretty unique what they do. So actually, the leads that they're sending you, they're grabbing them off of Google ads that they run. And I mean, I'm telling you,
yeah,
they spend millions of
they
dollars.
They always show up first.
Yeah, and they spend millions of dollars, I'm talking a week, running Google ads, right? That'll say, you know, 25 best excavating companies near me or what have you. So they have that database where they can, they see where the heavy searches are being done, right? So those are the leads that they capture, you know? It sounds to me that as long as you have them on the phone, you're pretty good at, you know, selling yourself, right?
Yeah, I don't have problems with estimates. Stuff like that.
And you know, I have people, you know, a lot of people have mixed feelings about Angie's, but what I tell them is this, look, they specifically tell you, make sure that when you get that lead, you call it right away. So they're not hiding that. You know what I mean? They're telling you, call the lead, because really if you don't, someone else is going to beat you to that call. So I think it's just, as long as you know how to manage it, you know what I mean? It's with any type of marketing. You're going to have the pros and cons, but you, as long as you go into a marketing platform knowing the expectations, right? And what part you also play in it, you can be really successful.
Yeah, it's definitely like it's competitive. You know, there's obviously it's going to other contractors.
There's competition. Everywhere.
I know,
you know
my prices are decent, especially right now, and I could definitely, everyone likes me that I go on an estimate with, so I'm not worried about that. I just need the actual leads and to get some work on the calendar, so I think it's good for that.
Are you like a one-man show right now, or do you have like...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I sub out. Like all my general contracting, I sub out.
Uh-huh.
And then all the excavation stuff I do myself, and then if I need laborers or... something's out of my scope, I'll sub it out, or I have, like, laborers that I hire for the day.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have any full-time employees.
Okay. And that, so I was looking, so there's a different phone number, right, on your Google Business profile?
Yeah, I just use a Google Voice for my, like, public listings of my phone number. So my phone, my
that's
personal
good.
Phone number is listed online, but when I actually deal with clients, I'll call them for my mobile
that's
number.
That's good. Yeah, one thing I will say is this, that so all of our programs come with a customized tracking and reporting system. right? We want you to be able to track your results with this and not just take our word for it that, oh, hey, it's working. Okay. So with the tracking and reporting system, it also comes with, we call it a local tracking number that's linked to your phone. That's how you're really going to be able to track if you're getting any calls from our program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It also, through our tracking and reporting system, you can even request reviews from your clients. We encourage it by just adding in their email or their phone number, and it'll send them the link to leave you a review. The other thing is, if, like, let's say someone left you a bad review, right, we can also dispute it with Google to have that review removed or looked at, right? We have many tools that can help you to set up to be more successful, right? With the tracking and reporting system, what I love about it is even with your calls, you can categorize them like this is a follow-up or this wasn't good or what have you. So it allows you to kind of categorize them and be more organized within your phone calls that you're receiving as well. So it has a lot of helpful tools on there where you're also even able to view like the Google Analytics and so forth. So those are just some other things that are helpful, right, when you're tracking everything, which, again, for me is the beauty of it. Even though, too, you know, Jack, we don't do anything with Instagram, right? However, as long as you got the Instagram and the Facebook link, when those Facebook ads are running, they will show up on Instagram because, as you know, if you're posting on Instagram, it's going to automatically post on your Facebook and vice versa, right? So it would appear there too, even though we don't touch Instagram.
Yeah, sounds good.
But I mean, what do you think? Like, how do you feel about all of this?
I feel like you're kind of reiterating
everything that we talked about. I'd like to see, you know, like maybe some examples of what you've done, what actual services, you know, what we're actually going to do, and pricing.
Okay. I saw an email for you. Let me see the email that we have here. Now, of course, with the Facebook ads, we're allocating $300 from that $499. That doesn't mean you can't allocate more at any time. You always have that option. I feel the $300 would be plenty for you to start with. Now, that doesn't mean like, hey, Nadine, let's start it off with the $200 instead. You have that wiggle room. You know what I mean? So just know that, right? Let me see. I saw an email here for you. Where'd it go? I think it was jack@wellingtoncontracting.net. Is that the best email for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to send you a recap, and then I'll also send you one on the VIP package. And that would actually, in fact, include not just the Facebook, which is the one that I was offering you as a platinum one. The VIP would have, it's basically the platinum along with Google Ads as well, if you were interested in us managing them for you. However, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, you pretty much know what you're doing, right? When it comes to the ad campaigns, it's not like you're just like, oh, let me just see if I know what I'm doing. I mean, I think you have a little bit of knowledge about it, right, and how it works.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have an idea, but I don't really know exactly how to optimize for exactly what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, and we can also manage that for you too, you know what I mean? So I'll send you the VIP package as well, so that way you can kind of take a look at both and then decide, like, which one you feel might be more, you know, suitable for you.
Yeah, so I'm looking at your website. I see... like local SEO.
But I guess all the packages you have to send to me personally, right?
Yeah, because I've applied like credit for being a new business.
Okay.
Okay. So local service ads, I think you're good on there, because even if we were, like, let's say, right, we manage your local service ads, there's going to be a transfer fee of $250. You're still going to be paying Google directly for the leads, and you would be paying us a 25% management fee per lead. So I personally feel like you kind of got that under wraps. I think if anything, I think if anything, it would be assisting you with the local SEO, Facebook, and even the Google ads.
Okay.
So I'll send over.
You're going to send me.
I'm going to send you three packages. One's going to be the Platinum. That's with the Google and Facebook marketing, the local SEO and Facebook marketing. The other one is going to be the VIP that has Google, both Google and Facebook ads. Okay. And then there will be another one that is without the Facebook and just the Google ads and the local SEO. Okay. So it'll be three different packages that I'll send over to you, and it will have the new in business credit applied to them. Okay.
Yeah.
When would be a good time to follow back up with you tomorrow?
I don't have anything planned tomorrow, so I'd say any time after, say, just Thursday.
I can't believe we're already Thursday. I feel like this week flew by.
Yeah. Anytime after, like, 10 o'clock Eastern is fine.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So maybe I'll hit you back up at 10:30. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Jack. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and have a good rest of the day, okay? Give me about all 5 minutes, and then they should all be in your inbox. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Nadine.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.